1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Hurricane Beryl is closing in on several Caribbean islands. Philippe Pappin is with the National Hurricane Center.
We have upgraded Beryl to a hurricane. And so right now it's still located over the central tropical Atlantic. Currently has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour, but it's moving pretty quickly to the west at 22 miles per hour. And so really the immediate threat right now is over the next 36 to 48 hours, it's approaching the Windward Islands, where we have both hurricane warnings and hurricane watches up for a significant portion of the island chain.
President Biden is still under fire after Thursday night's debate. The Democratic National Committee held a conference call with officials, including some from the Biden campaign. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides reports.
I know I'm not a young man.
President Joe Biden is in damage control after his poor debate performance this week, where his stumbles have alarmed Democrats and raised questions with some voters about his future.
I was rooting for President Biden. I just don't think he did what we needed him to do.
Despite that, Biden remains defiant. At a rally in North Carolina, he told supporters he won't drop out of the race.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says it will publish an editorial tomorrow calling for the president to step aside. Police in Utica, New York say an officer shot and killed a 13-year-old boy last night. They say he pointed what appeared to be a gun, but it turned out to be a replica. WTVH-TV reporter Dale Ostrander.
Utica police officers say that they will be releasing the body-worn footage of the officers who were involved in the shooting. Since this was an officer-involved shooting, the Attorney General's office will be conducting an investigation into it.
Four people were killed yesterday when a vehicle drove into a nail salon on Long Island in New York. Odyssey New York reporter Darius Radzius.
The community is still in shock the morning after. Some, like Mike Massano, are stopping by to pay their respect, and someone even left flowers.
I think it's a horror story.
Police say a Chevy Traverse plowed into the busy Hawaii Nail and Spa at around 4:30 Friday afternoon. 64-year-old Stephen Schwally was charged with DWI.
Four people dead and drinking and driving, that's just a constant reminder it's no good, you know.
A 12-year-old girl was among the 10 injured. Darius Radzius for CBS News, Long Island.
Host Germany has beaten Denmark 2-0 to advance to the quarterfinals of the European Soccer Championship. It was the first time Germany has won in the knockout stage of a major tournament since 2016. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Inc. Radio, The Rousers.
Oh yeah. Baby, it'll be all right. I'm gonna take it to the hospital tonight. Oh yeah.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Just after 7 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network, it is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home on Atwood Avenue or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Sun Prairie. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today or online at fullmeyerbeercompany.com. This band is going to be at Atwood Fest at the end of July. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and they're awesome. Peace, love, rock and roll. Here is Parkour Pharaohs. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hold on. Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Parker Barrow out of Nashville, Tennessee, from their 2023 album called Jukebox Gypsies. That song was called Count Your Dollars. Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll was part of that double dip.
Dang, those were both rockers. Yeah. Those were great songs.
An amazing band. I actually just discovered them earlier this week. I listened to them because they're coming to Atwood Fest.
Yes.
And I was like, I got to check this band out. And I was blown away. And they're going to be on the Luther Allison stage on Sunday, July 28th at about 5:30 p.m. They're the last band on the stage. And they're going to rock Atwood Fest to a great clothes rocker.
Oh, they are, Jimmy. When I discovered them, I was like, wow, these guys are hot. They are coming 100 miles an hour. This is the perfect thing to put on the other side of VO5, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're like, you know, VO5, I've seen them, and I want some kind of alternative, Parker Barrow is it. And they're just some great Southern fried rockers, amazing singer. And
actually, they're playing opposite of Generation Jones.
Oh, that's right. Sunday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, on Sunday. Yep.
That would There's be so Dusty Bowe that was on the other side. And, yes. And he's awesome, too. You know, Dusty Bowe, he's from Louisville, Kentucky. Another artist that is just amazing, similar to Parker Barrow, a little bit of Southern fried rock.
Okay.
And also Elizabeth Mary. Elizabeth Mary Band will be opening up for Parker Barrow.
Oh, fantastic.
And they get their name from Bonnie and Clyde, right? So Bonnie, their last names.
Parker Barrow?
Yes. Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
See, this is education. I did not know that Bonnie and Clyde had last names. I thought they were like, sure. You know,
I've watched the movie, a great movie, by the way, the Bonnie and Clyde movie. Who are the two women?
Faye Dunaway?
Yes.
Faye Dunaway and Buster.
Ryan.
The real famous guy.
It's too bad we didn't have a powerful tool that we could do a search.
If only I had a supercomputer in my pocket. Mm.
Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin is what we do all night. Thanks again to CJ for coming in, giving us all the beer and telling us about the happenings out in FullMileBeerCompany.com. Rocker, we still got a few guests left tonight. What's coming up?
We do, Jimmy. But, you know, before we go there, you know, there's some texts we just got in, and Tom from New Berlin, he's going crazy on the texter, but he said that Highway 29, we were talking about the north starting, Highway 29 is the Packer Viking freeway.
I love that.
And I'm questioning Tom right now, because I actually replied to that as Go Pack Go.
Yeah.
And he just texted back questioning Go Pack Go. Are you not a Packer fan, Tom?
Oh, boy.
If he's a Viking fan, I'm going to lose my mind.
He could be.
We have to
know.
Learn to live together with each other. Packer fans, Viking fans, occasional Bears fans.
Oh, that's fake news.
No, okay.
That's fake news there.
Never mind.
Well, I married a Bear fan, so I have to coexist.
I married a Viking fan, so I feel your pain, man. Yeah.
Wow, well, I married a Packer fan, so I'm all good.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We still want to know your definition of up north rocker.
So, Jimmy, let's see who we still have coming in tonight. Lola's High Low Lounge right here on the north side of Madison. Matt Girding, he'll be in to tell us all about the vinyl and the cocktails and some of the food they have there. And then live in the lair, it's Sarah. She's in here tonight. We're going to get in-depth and hear a lot of good songs.
Looking forward to that.
Shane Christopher Neal has the Indie 45 show, original local music from the Southern Ontario music scene. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. And then Rob Roberts is here at 11 with After Hours.
I want to know the line that makes Southern Ontario, Southern Ontario.
South of Toronto.
Oh, my.
By Niagara Falls right there.
Right.
It's at the point where the snow never melts.
Right.
And Shane's supposed to call in here in about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll have a chat with him here. So, Rocker, let's talk Atwood Fest real quick, because that's coming up at the end of July, July 27th and 28th here in Madison.
It's on the east side.
You know, we're a little biased here, you and I, because you're the guy who makes the music happen at Atwood Fest. I get to MC a stage. So, in my opinion, it's the best Madison outdoor festival. Tell us a little bit about Atwood Fest and some of the highlights that you're really excited about this year.
Well, you know, Jimmy, this is actually our 10th anniversary. Atwood Fest.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Atwood Fest came out of Atwood Summerfest, which started back like in 1981. So it was a longstanding festival that I started with in 2002. And in 2014, the Goodman Center, who was putting it on, decided to give up the ghost. And now the Sassy Neighborhood Organization, the Barrymore Theater, and Sector 67 have now banded together to kind of take this over. And
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
It's time for Raptor Baseball again here from Hare Baker Field. Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you. We wrapped out the suspended game from last night. Picked up in the top of the fifth, ended it through nine. The Raptors victorious over the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, 11-7 the final. They're going to look to win it again here today in Bondi. This is a seven-inning game, originally scheduled to be the nine-inning game at 6:35, a 7:20 first pitch. We'll play seven innings to make it an official ball game before the team and myself head back to Wisconsin Rapids for a Sunday matinee tomorrow against these Dock Spiders to wrap out the first half of the season. Raptors coming up to plate here in the top of the first inning. Let's go over the starting nine in this one for Kurt Schreider. Owen McElpatrick will lead off at second base. Mason Onati will hit second in center field. Jorge Degatti will bat third in right. Jack Matthew will clean things up as the DH in the five spot as Walker Buchanan in left field. Trotter Boston returns the lineup. He'll hit sixth and play third. Grayson Schaefer is the seven-hole hitter. Will play first base. Batting eighth, Kyler McIntosh at shortstop. And Bryson Stripling, the catcher, will bat
ninth. Toaster pancakes with hash browns and all of this is $8 a person. Call Elka Fan, 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
This ball game, this is his seventh appearance of the season, an 0-2 record for the McNeese State product from Frankston, Texas. The 1-0 to McElpatrick. Bounced right back to the netting, count evens 1-1. Kennedy, through two-thirds of an inning against the Raptors on opening day here at Hare Baker Field on Memorial Day, Monday, May 27th, allowed two hits, three runs, none were earned. He walked two and struck out two Raptor hitters out of the seven he faced. 18 innings pitched, a 6 ERA on the nose, and a 2.17 whip for the right-hander entering tonight. 1-1 to McElpatrick, rips this one in the air down the left field line. That's a fair ball. McElpatrick gets the bag strong at first, trying to stretch it to a double. The throw into second base is in time. McElpatrick will go down as a single, but a strong throw in from the left fielder of the Dock Spiders, Preston Knott, his collegiate teammate. Northwestern Wildcat on Northwestern Wildcat, crime for the first out of this ball game. Mason Onati will hit second for the Raptors out in center field. Another start in the outfield for Mason this season was the two-hole hitter and third baseman for Wisconsin Rapids a game ago. Kennedy last worked 4 2/3 of an inning at Wausau on that 17-7 win back on June 21st. First pitch from the right-hander to the left-handed hitting Onati misses the outside corner for ball one. In those 4 2/3 innings for Kennedy, allowed one hit, one run, it was earned, eight walks for the right-hander and struck out four, facing 23 woodchuck hitters that evening. Longest outing this season, five shutouts, three hits allowed at Battle Creek on June 10th. It was a 3-2 loss for the Dock Spiders. 1-0 to Onati, a fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. Frankie Gonzalez has the plate. Tom Purchase, the crew chief, down the first baseline. Juan Rodriguez down the third baseline. Have the 11-18 Lake Winnebago Shantymen, as they're known as today, against the 14-17 Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. 1-1 pitch lined into right field. That's down for a base hit in the other corner. Kelson Johnson chasing it down to the wall. Onati hitting the bag at first. He'll get into second standing. No doubt about it this time. It's a double for the Raptors with one out here in the first inning. Defensively for Fond du Lac, it's as follows. It's already both corner outfielders in action. Preston Knott in left. Parker Nolan center. Kelson Johnson in right. Adam Kootway will man the hot corner. Drew Berrigan's at short. Got Drew Prozic at second base, making his first appearance out of these four straight games between the two clubs. Tyler Nice is at first, doing the catching as Tyler Stack for Clay Kennedy. Nick Paulson will get the ball for the Raptors when we get to the home half of the first inning. The southpaw from UW-Stevens Point in Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, out on the hill again for the Raptors this summer. It'll be Jorge Degatti did not play in the last game for the Raptors, having a day and a half off, so to speak, as a first-pitch breaking ball from the right-hander Kennedy in for a called strike on Degatti. A returner to this team, Jorge has played in 22 games so far this season for the Raptors. A .338 hitter is Degatti in 80 at-bats, 27 hits. If you're doing the math back at home, an OPS just over 800 for Jorge, getting on base at a .417 clip, slugging .400 on the nose. A one pitch misses upstairs, count evens a ball and a strike on Degatti. Jack Matthews on deck. Walker Buchanan to follow. Degatti last went 1-for-3 in the 6-0 loss at home Thursday night against these Dock Spiders. Walked once, so he reached multiple times in that game and struck out against Dock Spider pitching. The 1-1 from Kennedy. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Be the first 7-inning game for the Raptors this season. Finishing up that last one just after 6:30, a 7:20 first pitch here in this one. The 1-2. Breaking ball, got him swinging. Degatti chases, and he's down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Jack Matthews also not in the lineup in the last game. He's now playing in his 21st game for the Raptors this season. The Copley, Ohio native, formerly of Ohio Dominican, now a Kent State Golden Flash. .273 hitter, 18 hits and 66 at-bats, 6 extra base hits, 4 homers, 2 doubles this season. First pitch from Kennedy to Matthews, a breaking ball on the front door is called a strike. Matthew the DH, Bryson Stripling to catch today for the Raptors. Matthew last went 1-for-5 in that 6-0 shutout against Fond du Lac on Thursday. First base side of the rubber, Kennedy out of the stretch with 2 outs, the 0-1 home to the Raptor DH. Fastball missing low and away, that gets by the glove of the catcher Stack to third on the pass ball is Onati. That's where he'll stay with 2 down. Matthew has evened it at 1-1 with Walker Buchanan in the on-deck circle. Kennedy looks in, comes set with Stack giving him the signals, the 1-1. That one. Off speed, missing inside. Matthew, a 2-ball count now. All 4 of Matthew's home runs coming at Witherfield this season. He's driven in 14 runs, 13 walks drawn compared to his 17 strikeouts. Wind picking up here in Fond du Lac as the 2-1 to Matthew. Off speed again from Kennedy, this one missing the outer edge. Now a perfect hitter's count here for Jack at 3-1. OPS just over 900 entering tonight's game for Matthew. .908, .424 on base percentage, a .485 slugging percentage. 3 balls and a strike. Matthew looking for that middle fastball here. Kennedy delivers a fastball, but it misses low and inside for ball 4. 5 pitch walk drawn for Matthew. They're on the corners with 2 down for Walker Buchanan. When looking at Buchanan, the Virginia product, had one big swing of the bat yesterday. In the game that finished off today, Buchanan, a 2-out, 2-run triple to the right center field alleyway in that 6-run top of the second inning. RBI chance here for Walker. 2 hits already for the Raptors in this inning. Righty on righty battle. Kennedy's first pitch to the Jupiter, Florida native catches the zone for a called strike. Preston Knott, Drew Berrigan, Parker Knoll. Lefty-righty-righty, 2 up in the home half of the first against Nick Paulson. 2 lefties in the lineup for the Raptors today. That's Mason Onati and the man in the on-deck circle, Trotter Boston. 0-1, tapped foul by Buchanan. It's nothing at 2. The 4 lefties for Douglas Coe, Preston Knott, Tyler Nisus, Connor Cooney, who played in the opener of the 4 consecutive games between the two teams, and the 8-hole hitting second baseman, Drew Prosek. Kennedy ahead 0-2 on Buchanan. The right-hander comes set. Hitting off first, Matthew, he takes off for second as the 0-2 fastball fouled back by Buchanan. Walker entering today, 14 games, a .327 hitter. OPS just over 850, I should say. A lot of multi-hit games that he had consecutively earlier on in his Raptor tender. Getting comfortable in Wisconsin Rapids and a mainstay in the middle of this order for the team. The 0-2 again. Breaking ball, this one hit in the air left side of the infield. Berrigan coming in, as is the third baseman, Cootway, right near the mound. It'll be Adam Cootway to squeeze it
and retire the side. Raptors send five to the plate, collect two hits, but leave two on as we head to the home half of the first. It's Nick Paulson time at Hare Baker Field for Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here, and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Nick Paulson to the hill, bottom one, here from Hare Baker Field. Nothing to score. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio back on WFHR. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Preston Knott is on the outside corner for a called strike. It's Preston Knott, Drew Berrigan, Parker Knoll, 1-2-3, Tyler Nisus hitting fourth. Adam Cootway, the third baseman, will hit fifth. Connor Cooney, the DH, will bat sixth. That's the 0-1 pitch, and there for a called strike. Quickly, nothing and two out of Nick Paulson. Tyler Stack, the catcher, will hit seventh. Drew Prosek, the second baseman, will bat eighth. And rounding out the group by hitting ninth in right field is Kelson Johnson. This is outing number six for Nick Paulson on the season, the 6'3 left-handed senior from Balsam Lake. University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, fires no two breaking ball home that misses low on Knott. It's now 1-2. Paulson last worked three innings on June 23rd against Waterloo on the road. That was the Sunday matinee against the Bucks, where the Southpaw got the start, allowed three hits, two runs. Both were earned, walking one and striking out four while facing 13 Buck hitters. 16 innings pitched for Paulson entering tonight. A 4.5 ERA and a 1.31 whip. The 1-2. Fastball missing low and away. It is now 2-2. Defensively for the Raptors today, it's as follows. Buchanan in left, Onati in center, Degatti in right. Boston at third, McIntosh at short, McElpatrick at second, Schaefer at first, Bryson Stripling to do the catching for Paulson. 2-2 to Knott. This one tapped on the ground down the first baseline. It'll roll foul. Between the two teams in the four consecutive game stretch here, started on Thursday night, Bondi winning at home, or I should say at our place. Raptors coming here to Hare Baker Field winning the concluded game today and are looking to sweep this, what's considered to be a two-game series in Fond du Lac. Next 2-2, this one hit high in the air, deep right field. That sends Degatti back at the track, at the wall, and that one is gone. Staying inside the fair line, Preston Knott, a solo blast. And it's 1-0 Fondi quickly here in the home half of the first inning. For Knott, that's his second homer of the season. Fond du Lac an early lead. Drew Berrigan hit sixth and played short. In the previous game between the two teams had reached twice. First pitch from the southpaw, Paulson to him, ripped in the air, foul down the first base line.
Berrigan doubled in the fourth and scored a game ago and reached on a 1-5-4 fielder's choice in the fifth. He moved up four spots in the order here in the nightcap. The 0-1. Breaking ball hit in the air. That'll also find the seats down the first baseline. Quickly 0-2 on the Fond du Lac shortstop. No runs, two hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Now a run on a hit thanks to Preston not swinging the bat, and no errors for Fondy. We get to the top of the second, 6-7-8, lefty-righty-righty. Do it for the Raptors against Clay Kennedy. It's the 0-2 pitch, hit on a line. That's going to get through into left field for a base hit. That's Boston, Schaefer, and McIntosh when we return. Parker Knoll for the third straight game against the Raptors is hitting third in the lineup. He was the DH at Winterfield a couple nights ago and has been the center fielder here in both games at Hare-Baker Field. Began this four consecutive game stretch in the top of the first inning in Wisconsin Rapids with a two-run homer to right center field. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Knoll is fouled straight back. Once again, the Raptors close the first half of the season tomorrow. First half technically ends Tuesday, July 2nd, but Wisconsin Rapids getting Monday the 1st and Tuesday the 2nd off. Following the two-day break, they'll return on the road at Madison for a 5:05 first pitch on Wednesday, July 3rd. It's the 0-1 pitch from Paulson to Knoll, misses up and away, a ball and a strikeout count now. It's Nisus on deck, the first baseman for Fond du Lac. Adam Kootway will follow. The 1-1. Swing and a miss into the glove of Bryson Stripling. It's now 1-2. 32 games into the season after this one tonight. After today, only 40 games left. Crazy to think. Time flies when you're having fun. As the 1-2 to Knoll hit high in the air right field. Degatti trending over near the foul line. Does he have enough room to make the grab? Yes, he does. Tagging to second on the fly ball is Berrigan. That's where he'll stay, but that is the first out of this bottom of the first inning. Runner in scoring position for Tyler Nisus, who entered the previous ball game in the spot of Quentin Perilli. Nisus, two trips to the plate, both coming today after being a pinch runner in the bottom of the fourth of last night's game. And Tyler went 2-for-2, a single in the fifth and a single in the eighth. Last game between the two teams, 11 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 6 left on for the Raptors, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors, and 7 left on for the Dock Spiders. Lefty on lefty battle. Paulson set. Looks back at second with 14 on the pitch clock. And a disengagement prior to the first pitch on Nisus. We look at the Northwoods League scoreboard. More updates. Obviously, we had some games start during the first game going on today between these two teams here at Hare-Baker Field as Nisus fouls the first delivery back. 13-4, bottom 6 at Port Arthur Stadium. Thunder Bay leading the Rochester Honkers. 3-1, bottom 7 at Memorial Park, home of the Royal Oak Leprechauns. The Green Bay Rockers entering tonight at 13-19, looking to move just 5 games under 500. Paulson looks back at second, twice the 0-1. On the outside corner, that fastball is doubted for a called strike 2. Bottom 5 at Joe Faber Field, the 1-12 Minnesota Mud Puppies trailing the 15-14 at St. Cloud Rocks. Top 7, Athletic Park, 15-15 Duluth. At 24-7, Wausau, the Woodchucks trail at 3-1 at home. Latter third of that ballgame. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball got him swinging. Three-pitch punch out of Nisus is the second out here in this home half of the first inning. Kokomo shutting out Kenosha so far through six innings on ESPN Plus at home. The 6-24 Jackrabbits leading the 16-15 Kingfish. 2-0. Kenosha held to just one hit through the first six innings of that battle. Adam Kootway, the third baseman from UW-Whitewater, climbs in. It's the cleanup hitter in the first two games of this series. Moved down to the 5 spot here in this Saturday night contest. Paulson set, looks back to second. First pitch in is fouled away down the right field line. 6-5, Rockford hosting Kalamazoo. The Rivets, 23-9 entering tonight. Kalamazoo at 16-15. 11 combined runs between the two teams, just in the top of the third at Rockford Stadium. 4-2, a couple of Michigan teams doing battle at Turtle Creek Stadium, home of the Traverse City Pit Spitters. Top 6, 4-2 the score, Battle Creek leading Traverse City. 0-1 breaking ball right down the heart of the plate from Paulson. It's now 0-2. 4-0 at Corbett Field, home of the Minot Hot Tots. Minot entering tonight, 30 games into the season, 9 wins, 21 losses. Badlands Big Sticks at 14-17, leading on the road. 0-2 the count, Paulson fires. That one in there for a called third strike. And the side is retired. Paulson a couple punch-outs to end the inning, but a couple of hits for Fondi, leaving one on the bases. A solo home run from Preston Knott to lead off the bottom of the first gives Fond du Lac an early lead. We're through an inning of play here at Fond du Lac. The score is 1-0 Dock Spiders on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's the top of the second inning from Hare Baker Field. 1-0 the score. The Dock Spiders leading the Rafters in the third straight of four consecutive games between the two teams. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters returning to you on WFHR, whether you're listening on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320 on your Civic Media apps. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday nights here with us. Trotter Boston, Grayson Schaefer, Kyler McIntosh to lead off this second inning against Fond du Lac right-hander Clay Kennedy. First pitch to Boston, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. No runs on two hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A run on two hits and no errors for Fond du Lac through an inning of play. The Dock Spiders collecting the game's first run on a solo home run from their leadoff hitter, Preston Knott, against Nick Paulson half an inning ago. The 0-1 to Boston misses low for ball, or I should say 0-1 to Boston misses low for ball 1. Boston playing in his 30th game with the Rafters this season, playing in all but two contests, one of those being just a game ago. He's a 259 hitter, 28 hits, 108 at-bats, the redshirt junior from Tabor College and a Roswell, New Mexico native. The 1-1 pitch, fastball on the outside corner, just misses for ball 2. Boston last played in the Thursday night game at home against these Dock Spiders and went 0-4. Last time collecting a hit was at Green Bay in the 6-0 loss on June 25th, went 1-3, collected the final of the three Rafter hits in that shutout, a two-out single in the top of the eighth inning. Kennedy's 2-1 home. This is inside. Boston's worked the count 3-1. A couple of 0-4 efforts for Trotter in his last two games at Green Bay in that 12-2 loss, obviously against Fond du Lac on Thursday. Not a lot of hitless games for Trotter this season. He's been the definition of consistent in this Rafter order from day one. It's the 3-1 pitch, misses low and away for ball 4. Boston draws a 5-pitch walk to begin this second inning. Grayson Schaefer, playing in his 29th game of the season, was the opening day first baseman hit cleanup here at Hare Baker Field. Getting back into action in Fond du Lac for the first time since then, was a pinch hitter for Max McGuire in the eighth inning of the game that had finished today, but getting the start here as the Boise, Idaho native. 234 hitter in 28 games is Grayson, 22 hits and 94 at-bats. Last went 0-3 in that Fond du Lac game on Thursday. Last time Grayson picked up a hit, June 22nd, the 12-10 win over the Madison Mallards, went 2-5. The night before on June 21st at home, at 6-run comeback in the ninth, Schaefer had the walk-off single. It's the first pitch breaking ball from the right. Henry Kennedy is called a strike. One homer for Schaefer this season that came back at home on June 12th. Against Green Bay, it was a 3-run blast that made the Rafter deficit go from 6-1 to 6-4 at the time. 0-1 pitch, another fastball right down the chute from Kennedy. It's nothing and two. On opening day, Schaefer was 0 for 4 with 3 Ks. Hoping to right the ship here in terms of his hitting at Hare Baker Field. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball hit on a line to right field. That's down for a base hit, and it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Boston hits the bag at second, heading to third, losing it in right field is Johnson. Getting the wave around from third is Trotter Boston. There will be no play at the plate as Drew Prosek bobbles the rally throw. In right field, it's an RBI double for Grayson Schaefer, and we're tied at one. Two hitters to the dish. Both have reached, and we got a run across in a tie ball game at Hare Baker Field. Bottom four in this rafter order did not start in the first game here at Hare Baker Field between the two teams. That includes the man stepping into the box right now, the shortstop from Alabama State, playing in his 22nd game of the summer, Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh last went 1-for-4 in that shutout loss against Fondi on Thursday. Righty on righty, battle Schaefer leading off second. Kennedy looks there, the 0-1. Call the strike, now it's 0-1 after that delivery. You look at Boston or McIntosh's most recent games. Five of his last six games, he's collected a knock. The only time he didn't was when he pinched hit at Green Bay on June 26th in a 12-2 loss as no one breaking ball swung on him, missed by Kyler. It's nothing in two. Went 2-for-4 at Waterloo in the 8-7 loss and in the 12-10 win at home against Madison. Only played in one of the two games against the Bucks in Iowa last weekend. The 0-2 pitch from Kennedy to the rafter shortstop. Breaking ball, foul tip into the glove of Stack for the first out of this inning. It'll be Bryson Stripling hitting out of the ninth spot in catching today for the Rafters. This is Bryson's 14th game played in on the season. He was the opening day designated hitter for Wisconsin Rapids here at Hare Baker Field on Memorial Day, hitting out of the eighth spot. Picked up an RBI single in that game, did Bryson. Last got into the ballgame at Green Bay on June 26th. Wednesday night battle between the Rockers and the Rafters. First pitch fastball shot back up the middle, glove by Kennedy. They had Schaefer hung up between second and third. Kennedy gave him a look, but just runs Schaefer, or I should say Stripling, down to first. Underhand flips it in time for a 1-3 put out. Advancing on the ground out to third is Schaefer, and that's where he'll stay with two outs. Top of the order we go, Owen McElfatrick. He singled back in the first inning, has a chance to give the Rafters a lead here with another one of those base knocks in the second. When we get to the home half of the inning, 6-7-8, lefty-righty-lefty, due up for the Dock Spiders, Connor Cooney, Tyler Stack, and Drew Prosek against Nick Paulson. First pitch to McElfatrick, a fastball right on the inner third of the plate that's called a strike. Mason Onati on deck, Jorge Degatti to follow the Rafters, picking up a run on an RBI double from Grayson Schaefer the other way here in this inning. The 0-1 pitch, fastball swung on and missed. It's nothing at two. Should say to the off-speed there goes Kennedy. Tight slider from the right-hander. He's way ahead here on the Northwestern Wildcat, Owen McElfatrick. The 0-2. Breaking ball hit high in the air center field. Coming in on it now is Parker Knoll, battling the sun to make the grab and retire the side. The Rafters send five to the plate, push one across on an RBI double off the bat of Grayson Schaefer. We head to the bottom half. Once again, 6-7-8, due up against Nick Paulson from Hare Baker Field on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom two here from Harebaker Field. It is a 1-1 ball game between the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders and your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Andy Ockham returning to you here from Fond du Lac, 6-7-8. Two up against Nick Paulson here in this home half of the second inning. One for Fondy in the first, one for the Raptors in the second. A run on three hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A run on two hits and no errors for Fond du Lac. Left down lefty battle. First pitch to Cooney is called a strike. Cooney, the DH in this one for Douglas Coe, did not get into the ball game today slash yesterday. Is the 0-1 fouled back, it's 0-2. The College of the Holy Cross product, who played 58 games a summer ago for Fond du Lac, went 1-for-4 with a run scored and was hit by a pitch against the Raptors on Thursday at Witter Field. Picked up his first hit in RBI of the season in the first game he played in at Lakeshore. So this is his return home to Fond du Lac, having played his first two games with the team on the road this summer. 0-2 breaking ball got him swinging. Nick Paulson has retired the last three batters he has faced, all by way of the K. Last four in total. Tyler Stack, the right-handed hitting catcher, will come up to the plate here. Stack playing in his 16th game of the season from Xavier University. Got a few Xavier Musketeers on this team. He's from Oswego, Illinois. 6'5 freshman, a 180 hitter, 9 hits, 50 at-bats so far this summer. First pitch from Paulson is fouled away. It's 0-1. Last went 0-2 at Lakeshore on June 24th prior to the two-day break that the Dock Spiders got. Last time he collected a hit was at Wausau on June 21st, went 1-for-5 with 2 runs scored and 3 runs driven in. On one breaking ball swung on and missed quickly, nothing in 2. Here from Nick Paulson, getting ahead early and often on these Dock Spider hitters in the last 5 or so that he's faced. The left-hander comes set, working middle of the rubber, rocks and fires. Breaking ball just misses upstairs, it's 1-2. We get to the third for the Raptors. 2-3-4, lefty-righty-righty, two up Mason Onati, Jorge Degatti, and Jack Matthey. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, misses up and out. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. On deck, Drew Prosek, Kelson Johnson to follow. 2-2, this one skied in the air, fouled on the right field line. That'll clear the stands. We'll do the 2-2 again. The run for Fond du Lac coming off a solo home run from their leadoff hitter, Preston Knott. The home half of the first inning, Raptors getting an RBI opposite field double for Grayson Schaefer in the top of this frame. 2-2, breaking ball just misses the top of the zone from 0-2 to full here for Tyler Stack. And here's first plate appearance of this ballgame. Stack joined the team on May 31st against Green Bay, so this is his first time seeing the Raptors this summer. 3-2, breaking ball missing away for ball four. 7-pitch walk drawn from Stack. Base runner here for the Dock Spiders with one out in the second. Drew Prosek from Gulf Coast State College. Played 2 games for Fondy a season ago and went 2-for-4. Through 24 games this season, a 2-13 hitter. Played on opening day here against the Raptors. Played both games of that home-and-home series at the end of May. First pitch breaking ball from the left-hander Paulson to Prosek, misses high. Another lefty-on-lefty battle here for Paulson. He's a pitch away from getting the Raptors back into the dugout if he can generate a ground ball off the bat of Prosek here. The 1-0. This one shot in the air left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Run to the bag at second is Stack. The catcher is looking to make it to third, and he'll get there without a throw. They're on the corners with one out on a base hit from Drew Prosek. It's a chance for Kelson Johnson with runners on the corners and one away to give Fond du Lac the lead right back. Went 0-for-3 in the first game that this home series for the Dock Spiders against the Raptors was walked twice, though, and did score a run. In the 11-7 ball game that went the Raptors' way that just wrapped up about a couple of hours ago, not even, maybe about an hour and a half ago. Big spot here for Paulson, each team with a run and 3 hits and no errors. First pitch, the right-handed hitting Johnson, looped foul down the first base line and into the crowd. continue to look across the Northwoods League. ISG Field, top five, Bismarck at Mankato. Both pitching staffs going at it. 1-0 Larks on four hits and no errors for Bismarck. No runs, two hits, no errors for Mankato. The 0-1. This one shot back up the middle. It's through for a base hit. In to score is Stack. To second is Prosek. It's an RBI single for Kelson Johnson. And it's 2-1 Fond du Lac. Back to the top of the order we go with Preston Knott, the left fielder who homered off Paulson an inning ago. Bottom four at Copeland Park. La Crosse leading Eau Claire. The 19-11 Loggers, who are on a nine-game winning streak, have lost their last two, but they lead the Express 4-1. A run on three hits and no errors for Eau Claire. Four runs, five hits, no errors for the Loggers. Bottom four, ESPN Plus, a couple of other Great Lakes West foes going at it. Madison making the trip to Mequon to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks. First pitch to Knott, breaking ball missing inside for ball one. It's 2-0 Lakeshore, two runs, five hits, no errors for the Chinooks. No runs on a hit and no errors for Madison in the bottom of the fourth inning. Last but certainly not least, Bill Taunton Stadium, top three, home of the Wilmer Stingers. The 20-10 Stingers hosting the 17-13 Bucks. 5-0 Waterloo, just one hit for Wilmer so far in their home yard. The 1-0 pitch from Paulson misses up and away. Two balls, no strikes now on Knott. Runners on first and second. Prosek out on second, Johnson on first. Back-to-back base hits from the 8-9 spots in the Fond du Lac order to flip it back to the top of the card. One run so far put up by the Spiders in this inning, the 2-0. This is outside now, three balls and no strikes. Bryson Stripling will make the jog out to the mound. Raptors return home tomorrow to wrap out the first half. And then there's a couple of off days if you're in the Rapids area and are looking for something to do when the Raptors aren't playing and aren't in town. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau has you covered. This summer, they welcome you and invite you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. 3-0 the count. Paulson in danger of loading the bases here in the bottom of the second inning. Fond du Lac leading it 2-1 here from Harebaker Field. Left-hander comes set. Gives a look back to second. Nobody holding runners. The 3-0 pitch. Getting the green light is not. He swings right through it, though. It's 3-1. Those two off days are going to be, I'm sure, great for everyone involved. The players, the coaches. They're not total off days, though. Guys are still going to come in and work out. Coaches will still go into the office. I know my voice is going to enjoy the 2 days off, Monday and Tuesday. We'll hit the road back, though, in Madison at Warner Park for a 5:05 first pitch Wednesday night, July 3rd, against the Mallards. As the 3-1 pitch on the outside corner is called a strike. And how about this? Leading off Sirst and throwing is in time. A delayed call from the home plate umpire Frankie Gonzalez. Preston Knott had tossed his bat to the Fond du Lac dugout and the throw back to the mound. Leading off first was Kelson Johnson, thinking it was ball four, and he is tagged out by Grayson Schaefer. That is the first out of the inning. It's a 3-2 count. With a runner on second base. Big pitch now here for Paulson, eliminating some traffic on the bases. Raptors will take it. Working in and out behind the runner at second, Prosek, is Kyler McIntosh. The 3-2 from Paulson. This one is tapped foul by Knott down the third baseline. A rarity here. Raptors will take any out any way they can get it, especially with one run already being put up by the Spiders in this frame. It's Fond du Lac again tomorrow. Madison for a home-and-home after the break. Green Bay comes to town Friday the 5th and Saturday the 6th. And then a home-and-home starts Sunday and Monday against Wausau. On the road Sunday at home Monday night as the 3-2 misses away. Knott drawing a 7-pitch walk to put runners on first and second. Paulson with two down and Berrigan to the plate, who singled back in the first inning. Berrigan has played in all three games in this stretch against the Raptors. He was the second baseman at Witterfield Thursday night. Paulson set the first pitch to Berrigan, a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Paulson looking to limit the damage and just allow one run to come across for Fondi as we try to get through two here. Seven-inning game, remember, fans that are listening in. Not playing the full nine because of the suspended game that had to be resumed and completed earlier today. 0-1 breaking ball. This one lined into left field for a base hit. Getting the wave around third is Prosek. The throw to the plate from Buchanan. In, tag, Stripling, not in time. Prosek got in there. Stripling thought he got him. So did I from up here. It is an RBI single for Drew Berrigan. He's 2-for-2 today, and it's 3-1 Fondi. Kirk Schreider now coming out of the dugout as well, looking for an explanation from home plate umpire Frankie Gonzalez. It's been a rough inning behind the plate for Frankie. Kirk Schreider walking up the first baseline as well. Kirk has not gotten tossed this year. No field manager has in any game against the Raptors 31 and a half games in. We did see a player get thrown out in the series last week against Madison. That was the Mallard shortstop, Shai Robinson from Illinois State. Meeting adjourned. Kirk Schreider returns to the dugout, and it is 3-1. Out to second base on the base hit is Preston Knott. Two runs in this inning for Fondi. They're looking to add more here with two outs and their three-hole hitting center fielder, Parker Knoll. Parker Knoll flew out to right field and Jorge Degatti create the first out of the inning. Mike Spears out to the mound now. We'll have a conference with Nick Paulson. Might be buying some time for the bullpen. A run on three hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Dock Spiders, known tonight as the Shanty Mint. A lot of home stretches for the Raptors in the month of July, and there's no better place to stay in the Wisconsin Rapids area if you're coming in from out of town to watch the team than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Wisconsin Rapids Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. Mike Spears will make the motion in the bullpen. We're going to get a Raptor debut. Kenji Perales will enter the fray. Nick Paulson's day is done, leaving runners on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. We'll return in just a couple of minutes from Hare Baker Field on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.